and the director for community engagement, Ruth, a very important opportunity here for Grand Valley.
Yes. The kind of work that comes out of our office is connecting community partners, potential community partners, with people in the university and looking for opportunities for students to do community-based learning, a really important part of their college experience.
Thank you for that. Let's talk about the Engage Department initiative. My notes tell me, done well, community-based learning is a high-impact experience for students. Let's talk about the initiative, Ruth.
The initiative began early on with three institutions. So we worked with GRCC and Aquinas, and Grand Valley came together along with some support from Michigan Campus Compact. That is a Michigan organization that supports community-based learning with colleges and universities. And the three institutions together, we decided that we needed to support engagement in departments more deeply. And there are really two elements of an engaged department. One is that the department figures out a way to design their classes in such a way that students get different levels of community-based learning experience, an introductory, an intermediate, and then a more advanced level, and they build that into their curriculum. The second piece is that faculty in engaged departments work with their community partners in a way that is more sustained and intentional.
So this, as we look at end ranges, at measuring success, you're looking for students to have opportunities for increased learning, persistence in graduation rates, and likely to volunteer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the national data on students who engage in this high-impact practice. It has those three benefits along with many others. And it's particularly beneficial for students of color, and first-gen students who sometimes wonder why they're in college along the way. Mm-hmm. So the experience of working in community and taking theory and concepts that they've learned in their classrooms and putting that into practice helps them to see that, oh, this is what I could do with my learning. And you know what? I'm back in my community, and I'm making a difference. And I'm starting to see that I can make a difference. We call that self-efficacy.
Stand by, Lisa. I'm going to ask you for an experience of perhaps your department, but back to what have studies shown that students do need progressively challenging community-based learning mm-hmm. experience here?
Yeah. When students first come into college, they look to the faculty member to guide them. They're not really ready to take on a project and be independent and go deep. So they need some early experiences that are things even like a case study in a classroom or having a speaker from a community come in or a one-day experience where they do some volunteer work. But the developmentally, they're not ready to take on something bigger, but they do need guidance from the professor in the classroom at that point. But as they move forward, we want them to get out into the community, maybe take on a project, but with quite a bit of guidance from the faculty member. And that project might be something like being part of an experience where they let me back up. I'm going to give you an example from criminal justice, yes, which is one of the departments in the College of Community and Public Service. A faculty member teaches a security course, and in that course, the students can work with a community organization to do a security audit, and then they present their findings and recommendations to the organization. The professor helps guide that experience. But in a more sophisticated capstone experience, this would be in the student's senior year, you would want them to take on a project where there's an important deliverable. So computer science students may be creating a website for an organization. that takes, they have to do it with a team, so they have to know now how to work well with a team. But four students working with the organization and actually completing the design so that the website is ready to go and that the community organization can now take over on it.
It's a world in which we live. Talk to me, if you would, Lisa, about the experience of your department, Hospitality and Tourism Management, as an engaged department.
Well, we were part of the initiative, the very first iteration of this initiative. And so what we were able to do was look at our curriculum and evaluate where we felt that we could embed on a regular basis different levels of community engagement. So we started with our introductory class, and we have an introductory type of assignment that they'll do, and they get introduced to the whole concept of community-based learning and why they're doing community-based learning and what are the outcomes for the community partners, for the community as a whole, and what outcomes, why we think it's a better way for them to learn, with things like persistence to graduation and more civic engagement as they move throughout the curriculum. And then they move on up to the research level class, which is a 300 level class, and they actually do research in the community, providing outcomes for the community partners in that way. And so we embedded this throughout our curriculum. They have three different levels of internships, which they've always had, but we now have it all kind of tied up into one package, so the students move along in a very purposeful manner through their community engagement and improve their leadership skills along the way.
So I imagine if I ask the question, what changed as a result in community partner relationships, departmental culture, all these would be positive?
Yes, very positive. We think our student outcomes are great. We've done some measurement of student outcomes, and they say things like they're much more likely to volunteer in the community now that they've done this type of work in their courses. They feel more confident about their ability to go out and actually achieve their career goals. They're much more comfortable working with people in their own industry and being able to talk and know that they can be successful in what they're doing. Our department culture is much more cohesive. We're all working on this together. We used to some of us were interested in doing community-based learning, but we weren't doing it cohesively and we weren't probably doing it well using best practices. So now we've been better educated ourselves about best practices around community-based learning.
What's the future vision, Ruth?
Mm-hmm. We're now on our second cohort at Grand Valley. So we started with three departments at Grand Valley in the past 18 months. Now we're moving on to the next three. You know, if we worked with three departments at a time, and I know it's slow, but what we want is to build toward a critical mass at the university where more and more departments start to see that this is a high-quality way to offer community-based learning. And so I think the outcome or the vision that we are seeking is being able to work with our community partners in such a way that we are really getting impact in our neighborhoods and communities. And that can only be done when faculty members work together and ideally in interdisciplinary ways. And then the other thing is we want our students to be prepared, right? That they walk out the door of Grand Valley and they say, I've had these great community learning experiences. I'm putting this on my resume because I've completed projects where I was responsible. I've already learned these things. Now I can take that out into really any career, but also I'm committed to serving my community by volunteering, being part of boards, helping with community initiatives. So it's both vocational and our civic commitment that we're seeking for our students.
Win-win situation. Your final words, Lisa, how can we get a hold of you at the Hospitality and Tourism Management base?
So you can always email me at sissonl@gvsu.edu. We're always seeking community partners to help work on events, looking at different ways to impact food and beverage establishments, tourism destinations, things like that.
And Ruth Degeman, Assistant Dean, Director for Community Engagement.
Yes, you can find me on the Grand Valley website. So look for the Office for Community Engagement. And particularly if you're from the community and you're seeking a partnership, I can help make connections.
Not a bad community in our own backyard.
Great community.
Thanks to your leadership, Ruth Stegeman, Lisa Sisson, on behalf of our monthly segment, putting a spotlight on what is happening under the umbrella of the College of Community and Public Service. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.